As I imagine, I wasn't going to be long today, but I didn't want to say that. But I just have this to say, and I just might be done. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. He's done the hard part. Why we fight God so much, and why we're so willing to yield to the flesh and to yield to the thoughts and the ideas of others, trying to fight our way into being right or being righteous, and Jesus has already done the hard part. He's done the work. He's laid out the path for you to follow. And we go way off in left field trying to find God, trying to find happiness, trying to find satisfaction, trying to find all these things when the path has already been laid out. It may be narrow, and the other ways might be more enticing to the flesh, but they lead to naught. You can choose to live in peace with God, or you can choose to live in torment. So I implore you today, regardless of what you've done in the past, regardless of mistakes you've made or the slip-ups and the setbacks, whether you are an already born again or you're hearing the gospel for the first time, I implore you today to choose Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord again? You know, we hear this message of faith and love that God has extended to us, and while you're comfortable, and there's some people, I believe everybody here, but we'll see. While everything is comfortable and you're living good, nothing to bother you, so to speak, you kind of got things going your way. But it's going to be sad for those who ignored this great message of faith and love. And grace has provided all of this, so all of God's children, everybody on planet Earth, we see how society treat each other. But yet God shows his love to everybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from, how you got here. If you respond to his love, his grace can fix your life and cause you to make the right choices. And not only that, but you can live victorious while you're here. With all the challenges that you face, all opposition that may come against you, great is he that's where, in you, in me, and he that is in the world. Amen. So you that are viewing us by live streaming, I trust that your business is fixed. If not tonight, it's not hard to do it when you really want to do it. Amen. You know, I was a kid growing up. It wasn't hard to get me to get on the steering wheel of an automobile. It wasn't hard at all. You know why? I wanted to do it. I didn't know how to do it, but I wanted to do it, and I did it. Amen. And when you want to do something, nobody can stop you. Amen. Amen. So if you're viewing us tonight and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, why not right now? Like Shambach said one time, this guy was preaching. And he said he was a sinner. And anybody ever heard Shambach preach, You know how Shambach preached. And say they were having a revival, I believe, and because the guy didn't see him, but he said, "Hey, you sinner!" He said, that got his attention because he knew he was one. And Shambach was one of the greatest soul winners you could find. And that was his turning point. And it's good somebody bold enough to preach the gospel. Amen. With power. Amen. Thank you, Junior, for an awesome word. Awesome word. I trust that each one took it to heart. And you go share this good news with someone else. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and receive the offering. And we'll get ready.